Apollo 10 Houston.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal now. We'll be reacquiring Apollo 10 in about 43 minutes. The spacecraft at that time will be in its 31st revolution. During that revolution, we'll be passing up the information that the crew will need for their trans-Earth injection maneuver. That burn is scheduled to occur at 137 hours, 36 minutes, 28 seconds, and of course will take place behind the moon while we're out of contact with Apollo 10. The burn duration is currently planned at 3,631 feet per second, with a burn duration of 2 minutes 41 seconds. And during that last pass on Rev 30, as we reacquired the spacecraft, Gene Cernan came on to advise that he had noticed a temperature cycling in fuel cell number 2 in the condenser exhaust temperature. This was cycling, he said, between 155 degrees and 173 degrees. Later he reported that the cycling had reduced, that the temperature range had stabilized, and the fuel cell temperature had become stable. And as the spacecraft moved into darkness again, near the end of the acquisition period, Cernan reported again that the temperature was beginning to fluctuate. We were also able to monitor that temperature fluctuation here on the ground. The temperature range was cycling on the order of 10 or 15 degrees, ranging from between 153 to around 165 or 168. There's no concern about the temperature on the low side. The temperature ranges on the high side can get up to around 200 degrees before there is any concern with that particular temperature. We'll continue to observe that parameter in the fuel cell when the spacecraft comes back around on the 31st revolution. At this time, it does not appear to be a problem. The ECOM, the electrical and communications engineer, reports that the fuel cell appears to be functioning normally in all other aspects and is sharing the load as it should, and that its power output is absolutely nominal. At 135 hours, 15 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.